sometimes you run into some very fine people, especially those from the state of Wisconsin. My man right here gets it done on the edge. Vince Beagle from Wisconsin. Vince, Senior Bowl week, you had a long career at Wisconsin, great career. What do you want to show everybody this week here in Mobile at Senior Bowl?
Yeah, obviously had a great career at Wisconsin, and it was fun growing up in Wisconsin and playing for the university. But it's all business down here in Mobile. It's been a great opportunity to come here and not just represent myself, but represent the University of Wisconsin, represent the state of Wisconsin. And excited for me and Corey Clement to go down and do that. I'm excited to go out there and show my competitiveness, go out there, fly around in between drills, win the one-on-ones, just have fun.
Sounds like some other guy that we know from the state of Wisconsin does a little bit of that down there. And I'll ask you about that, Vince. I know you played with his brother TJ, but the specter of JJ Watt in Wisconsin, what does he mean to the state of Wisconsin? It feels like whenever I go to a game in Wisconsin, I see 99 red jerseys. What does JJ mean to the state of Wisconsin?
Well, I think, you know, JJ did a lot for the university, for the state of Wisconsin, and he's truly a legend in the state of Wisconsin, and always welcomed well when he comes back to Wisconsin. Like you said, half the stadium is filled with red 99 jerseys, and rightfully so. So, you know, we're very thankful to have JJ at the University of Wisconsin and have him come through, but, you know, we're also, as Wisconsin fans, excited him doing his thing down in Texas and his success that he's had this far.
Now, you guys had a ton of success, but I want to go back to a night that I'm sure probably still not haunt you, but you still think about the Big Ten championship, how close you got. How close you got all year. I mean, 3 games, 7-point losses. How tough was it to know that you were that close to getting to that ultimate goal this year, that just those small losses kept you from doing that?
Yeah, obviously, you know, very disappointing losing the Big Ten championship, but also give a lot of respect to Penn State for coming out there in a great second half, playing well, and ended up coming out with victorious. But you know, as a competitor, as a football player, the best thing you can do is keep moving forward. And, you know, I thought we had a phenomenal season. We capped off the season the right way by winning the Cotton Bowl against Western Michigan. So, although we had some, you know, ups and downs in the season, you know, it was great to finish your career, finish the season on a high note winning the Cotton Bowl.
How proud will you be to wear the W one final time this week?
You know, I'm definitely going to be very excited to put the W on my head one last time. It's been a great journey at the University of Wisconsin. I'm extremely blessed to have great coaches, great position coaches, great mentors, great teammates along the way. And, you know, no better way to kind of cap it off here with other players, other great talented seniors from around the country doing that.
You ever thought about being in Houston? So for maybe about the next 7 to 9, 10 years, maybe you thought about that at all? An NFL career, maybe? I don't know. I wouldn't mind it. Vince Beagle, University of Wisconsin. Vince, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.